With three stores at 174th and Maple and a shop in Fremont, Dillon Brothers has the motorcycle you're looking for. In addition to bikes, they also sell ATVs, side-by-sides, jet skis, and more. Check it all out at Dillon-Brothers.com.
Let's begin.
This is Game Time with Nick Vaugh.
It's time! It's time, sports fans!
Talking Huskers.
Touchdown, Huskers!
Blue Jays.
Yes! Oh, God! Get him on that!
Sports and more for you from 11 to 2.
As we proceed to give you what you need.
On 1620 The Zone, Zone app, and 1620thezone.com. Live from the Nissan of Omaha studio, here's Nick Vaugh.
Hey! Gonna hear this tonight. Or hear this artist tonight, Kendrick Lamar, as we're setting up what I think is going to be a Warriors win and a Warriors sweep. NBA Finals starts at 8 o'clock. But before that, we got two more hours of excellent radio for you. Future headlines still to come. Matt Schick still to come. Barry Trammell, 12:30, talk about Bob Stoops' surprise retirement. Get his take on it. He's going to stop by in about a half hour. But right now, Corey had this idea, said it is, you know, said Friday, it's June 9th. I said, so? He said, it's 6-9 day. I said, so? He said, 69. I said, oh, okay. So, and of course, whenever you hear the number 69, sometimes you say, nice. So, here's what we got. Are we ready to play? We're ready to play.
Perhaps you were not aware of how special of a day this is.
It is gone, a home run! Number 69.
It's June, the sixth month of the year. It's also the ninth day of the month of June.
Back and forth we go, tied at 69.
So, for tonight, look for a low of 69.
So it's the ninth day of the sixth month of the year, or, to put it more simply, 69.
Nice. Nice.
It's special days such as this, 6-9 day, that brings us closer together to our fellow man and unifies us under one universal truth.
I think you came 69th, which is lucky number for some, but...
that the number 69 is a good number.
69 is 60 victory.
69 points for Michael Jordan.
So, to celebrate this glorious day, we're going to give you free stuff.
One more, I got 69 touchdowns. You know what I mean.
It's time to play 6-9. Nice.
I have never felt more immature in my life. I have never felt more immature than I feel right now. 402-951-1620. We've got one phone line open. We have trivia questions about athletes who wore number 6, athletes who wore number 9, or answers, or trivia questions where the answer of nice in the answer. On the line, we have, you can win Beer Fest tickets, you can win food to Taco John's. I mean, we got some good stuff to give away. 402-951-1620. It is the 6-9 game, and let's get things cracking with Nick. All right, Nick. First of all, how are you doing today?
Doing well. Yourself?
Good. All right. Do you want a trivia question about an athlete who wore 6-9, or a nice trivia question?
I'll do a nice.
A nice. Okay. This 2016 action comedy flick starring Russell Crowe and Ryan Gosling has the word nice in the title.
Nice Guys.
Is it Nice Guys?
Nice. Nice.
Nice, Nick.
Oh, yeah.
Good work. He said, oh, yeah, put you on hold. And Corey will get your information. Yeah, Nice Guys. So, see, it's pretty simple. It is pretty simple. All right, let's bring on Pierre. What up, Pierre?
What up with the Nick, man? What's good, bro?
Man, are you ready? Well, what's happening tonight in the NBA Finals? Duh, you got the Warriors sweeping, Cavs winning. What do you think?
Man, you already know, man. You a shooter. I'm a shooter. I can't dunk, so of course you know.
So you're going with the Warriors.
You know who I'm going for, man. Yeah. Hey, you know, before you start the game, I had a quick question for you, though.
Okay, go
real
ahead.
Real quick.
All right.
Okay, if you had LeBron James answering, which sucks for LeBron, because to be honest with you, I don't think he's ever had a coach that challenges him.
Mm-hmm. I'd agree with that.
That's what sucks.
That's what sucks about LeBron.
I think he would be that much better if he actually had a coach instead of these fill-in coaches who keep and it's making them look good, but really it's LeBron.
Yeah. But anyway. Yeah. No,
I hear what you're saying.
I hear what you're saying, Pierre. Well, I want to win you. Is there some Beer Fest tickets or some Taco John's? Does that sound good?
I'm going with the Taco John's.
Okay.
Do they have to wear the number right now?
It's just at one point they wore the number. They maybe wore it when they played. Just I think you'll be able to get it. You want an athlete who wore number six or number nine, or do you want a nice trivia question? What do you want?
I'm gonna just go six and
you
go with LeBron.
All right, Pierre. This current NBA basketball star changed his number to six after leaving his hometown team. Who is it? Who is it, Pierre? Is it LeBron James?
Nice.
There you go, Pierre. Yes. I mean, that was so, you know, he kind of called a shot there. He kind of called a shot. That was easy. 402-951-1620. It's, we're playing the 6-9 game, trying to give away Beer Fest tickets and food to Taco John's. Let's bring on Darren. Darren, you ready to play?
Yep.
All right, Darren, you want a trivia question with six, with nine, or the nice trivia question? What do you want?
Let's go six.
You want to go six? Okay.
Yep.
This Boston Celtic legend averaged 22 rebounds in his career, won 11 NBA titles from 1956 to 1969. Who is it?
That would be
Who? Darren? Darren, did we lose you? Darren, did we lose you? That is, then we have to do that. Then we just have to do that. 402-951-1620. What happened to him? He vanished. That's pretty much what happened. All right, Grant, you ready to play?
Yes.
You want six, you want nine, or you want the nice trivia question? What do you want?
I'll take nine.
You want nine. Okay.
I'll answer the last one.
I want to give it to you, but you know it was Bill Russell, right? That's what you
were.
Yeah, okay. I think you're going to get this one. I think you'll get this. This current NBA point guard has four titles, all with the same team, and in 2010, he got divorced from Eva Longoria.
Tony Parker.
Is it Tony Parker?
Nice.
Grant, nice. All right. Good work. Of course it's Tony Parker. Of course, it's Tony Parker. Yeah, I've heard Eva Longoria is like not even, she's like 5 feet tall, by the way. So Tony Parker gets it. So playing the 6-9 game. Let's keep it rolling. 402-951-1620. Let's grab Jack. All right, Jack, what do you want? A six trivia question, a nine trivia question, or a nice trivia question? What do you got?
Hey, let me go with the nice.
The nice. Okay. This 1973 Alice Cooper jam was heard on repeat on the station this last fall. It has nice in the title. What do you got?
Oh, boy. I'm not a big Alice Cooper guy. I'm probably not going to get this one. I don't think I can name one song.
I know you've heard this. I'm gonna have to hit the wrong answer thing in here a little bit, but are you familiar with the song No More Mr. Nice Guy?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That's, could've got that one.
Yeah, that's too bad. That's dang it. All right, we'll keep it moving. All right, Patrick, are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right, what do you want, six, nine, or a nice?
Let's do nine.
All right. This former Husker quarterback began his career at Arizona State before transferring to Nebraska. Cool. Who is it?
Steve Kaler. I don't know.
Oh boy, that's it's not good. Sam Keller. It was Sam Keller. That's not good. All right, we gotta grab David. David, you ready to play?
Oh yeah.
All right, what do you want? Six, nine, nice trivia. What do you want?
Go nice.
Nice. Okay. Finish this lyric. All right. From the 1982 smash Billy Idol hit, "It's a Nice Day for."
Oh man, I got nothing.
Oh, David, that you know, it's a nice day for white wedding. All right,
nice.
402-951-60. People have struggled here a little
bit.
They
have. I thought I made these questions easy.
I'm looking at a lot of these, and I mean, I feel like they're all
very gettable to me, you know?
Especially no more Mr. Nice Guy.
No more Mr. Nice Guy. Nice day for White Wedding. I mean, I think these are all... Got Tony Parker, got LeBron. Not good, all right? Do we want to... You know what? Let's do a couple more. You want to do a couple more? We got to have some people win this stuff. All right. 402-951-1620. Beer Fest tickets on the line, people. You got to step your game up a little bit. All right. Let's grab Rick. Rick, we got to make you a winner, all right? You want a 6-question, a 9-question, or a nice trivia question?
A what question?
Do you want a question about the number 6, an athlete who wore number 6, an athlete who wore number 9, or a trivia question that'll have the nice involved?
9.
9? All right, here we go. This current NFL quarterback was the MVP of the 2010 Super Bowl after his team knocked off the Indianapolis Colts. Did it himself. We don't even need the drop. Oh, come on. All right, Chris, what do you got?
What well, I want? Was born in 69, so let's hope I got so the let's,
then you, yeah, okay, but this, we're just going
nice.
To give a preemptive that.
Nice.
All right, so do you want 6, do you want 9, or do you want a nice trivia question?
Go 6.
Okay, here we go. This former Chicago Bear would be the least surprising to see smoking a cigarette on the sidelines because of his bad body language. Who is it?
Chicago Bear player or coach?
Player.
Player? You guys aren't giving any.
Wore the number 6. Wore the number 6 for the Bears. He's a quarterback.
Oh. Sunglasses. Damn it. Shoot.
This is so easy.
Come on, Chris. You can do it. I want to play the nice drop.
Give it 10 seconds.
Married to a.
He just recently got cut, and the internet showed. Oh, he had a picture of his butt on the internet.
Cutler?
Nice.
We certainly give Chris more than an ample amount of time for that one. All right, Warren, you ready to play?
Absolutely, man.
Okay, do you want 6, do you want 9, or do you want nice?
Well, as a Bears fan, I knew that last one.
Yes.
Quickly, but I'll go with nice.
You want to go with nice? Okay. Here we go. What do we want to give you? This 63-year-old football coach is widely considered to be a nice guy, maybe even the nicest guy in all of coaching.
That would have to be Mike Riley.
Is it Mike Riley?
Nice.
Warren. Nice. Let's keep it going with Josh. All right, Josh, let's make it 2 in a row. You ready to play?
Yes, sir.
You want 6? Do you want 9? Do you want nice?
Gosh, I tell you what, I'm a high school teacher, and my freshmen are going nuts today because they say everything is 69, so it's ridiculous.
I bet it is.
You know what?
You want a 6? I feel like you can get a. I feel like there's one. I'm confident that you're going to get if you choose 6.
Let's go with 6.
All right, here we go. I bet you can get this one. All right, so an athlete that wore the number 6. This former New York Jet quarterback is best known for the butt fumble.
Oh, that's easy. He was also the backup quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys last year, Mark Sanchez.
Is it Mark Sanchez?
Nice,
Josh. Stay on hold, and Corey will take your information. All right, we need to do we'll take one more, and then we go to break here. Let's grab Corey. Corey, you ready to play?
Yep.
All right, 6, 9, or nice? What do you want?
Let's do 9.
All right, number 9 here. What do I want to give you? Let's go with... All right, here we go. This current Oakland Raider wore the number 9 when he played for Nick Saban at Alabama. He's a wide receiver, Corey. He's a wide receiver.
I knew all the other ones.
Oh, this one was kind of tough. Think you can get? Do you want me to give you another? Because I like you. Do you want a different question? Do you like baseball?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to try this one? How about this? This Red Sox legend and Major League Baseball Hall of Famer had a .344 career batting average and is tied for 20th on the all-time home runs list at 521. He wore number 9.
Played for who?
Played for the Red Sox. He's a Red Sox legend.
Oh, I know it. I can't say it.
Do I have another one I could get? I don't think. You don't got it. You don't got it. Oh, gosh. All right, we got to go to break, don't we? I mean, I think we're out of we're pretty much out of questions almost. We missed all. Cole, you ready to play? Let me figure out which one I could give you here. We're almost out.
Okay.
All right, here. This athlete wore number 6. Okay, wore number 6.
Wait, what? Can you repeat the question?
This athlete. I'm just telling you, wore number 6. I haven't given you the question. I'm just saying. Okay. Yeah. This 1994 Nebraska punter is currently employed by the University of Nebraska, but in a much different sport. Who is it?
Darren Erstad?
Is it Darren Erstad?
Nice. You're
damn right it is. All right, stay on hold. We got to end on a winner. It's like you got to end on making your last shot. You got to end on a winner. Oh, man, that was tough.
That was something.
LBL, these questions are simple, yet not one single caller can figure it out. Oh, boy. Okay. Take a break. It was the summer of 69. Let's take a break. Come back. I've never felt more immature than I do right now. Or immature, as Sip would say. I don't feel very mature right now. I got to be careful. Simple show here on 1620.
Nice.